On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Just a reminder, a scheduled programming note. Coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, we're going to be having President Trump's press conference where he'll be addressing the nation after he was arraigned today, which leads us to our top three stories. Top three story, former President Donald J. Trump pleads not guilty to 34 historic felony charges. I'm sorry, I had to throw in the historic. That was this inside joke of like, how many times have you heard the mainstream media now mention historic or historical or the former president? You know, like, because the thing I'm just like, let's put it this way. This is going to be historic. It's not historic yet because we don't know the premise of what's going to be. It's going to be historic in one of two ways, though. When this is all said and done, it's going to be historic in one of two ways. Either one, it's going to be historic because it's going to be the first president in history to be convicted of felony charges while he was actually in office or leading up to office. And so when he got out, then he's being convicted with it. So it could be historic that way, or it could be historic as the greatest witch hunt in the history of mankind. Not the greatest, because we actually had real witch hunts and that was really, really bad and we killed people and stuff. But this is like, you know what I mean, though? Like, this is going to be historic. Like, this is a historic moment. A former president has been convicted of blah, 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 right? Or the narrative's going to be, this is a historic moment. Attorneys general charged the president with some false narratives and the charges were all dismissed. I mean, see, that's the thing. Like, MSNBC is like applauding this right now. Like, they're almost giddy. They're like, they can't even hide their faces. They're just like, former President Trump has been indicted. He's been indicted. And on 34 counts. Oh my gosh. And it's like, okay, it's like the same thing 34 different times. So if one of them turns out to be bad, then yeah, then all the other ones probably are as well, and then that'll be bad. But what if the district attorney's office is not able to prove guilt and all these charges are dismissed and the case is dropped? Or what if before we even get to the hearing, they drop the indictment, just like they've done in the past with other people that they've indicted? What if they just drop it all together and just decide, we decided we don't have enough evidence to pursue the case? Then it will be historic in a different way, and not in a way that MSNBC will be gloating about. Then it'll be a historic in a way that most Americans will go, oh crap, what's wrong with our justice system? That we can just go after somebody because we don't want them to run for president. That's how it could be historic as well. That's the thing I don't get. Like, they were like, this is historic. Former president being charged. Like, it's being charged. What if these charges are all dropped, or what if they drop the case? Then it's going to be historic because, wow, you look really bad. You just charged the president, and it's going to completely, like 100 and 1,000,000%, look like it was political. That's how it could be historic as well. So there's two sides of this coin here. Other top three stories: Nashville school shooter planned the attack months ahead of time, according to journals confiscated by the police. And the U.S. says that a drone strike killed a senior ISIS leader who plotted attacks in Europe. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We are still seeing slow-moving traffic on the 3-mile bridge. This is going to be getting into Gulf Breeze on the 3-mile bridge. It is improving, but definitely still going to see some slight slowdowns just getting into Gulf Breeze proper. This is due to an accident we had at the Gulf Breeze Hospital a little while ago. Again, it has started moving tremendously, but you will see some slight slowdowns. We also have some slow-moving traffic getting onto Pensacola Beach right now. We do have bands on the beach starting in about 45 minutes, but just keep that in mind that we do have some slowdowns there. On I-10 and I-110, we're looking good. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth. LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We're talking about how everybody's talking about these charges against Trump are historic. And I was saying, we don't know how historic this is yet. We don't know the end of the story. This is just starting. It will be historic, though, when it's all said and done, one way or another. Either a former president was convicted of criminal charges, or it will be a DA used his political power to charge the president with charges that were later dropped. I mean, that is just as historic, if not even maybe even more so. Here's a text says, it's going to be historic when President Trump gets into office. If he does, can you imagine the repercussions of what he's going to do to the others? Yeah, there's that too. And here's another one says, Bobby, MSNBC could also say, see, even President Trump gets away with crime. Possibly. The thing is, I'm just seeing some people gloat and some people being shocked and some people like, this is historic. I can't believe this is happening. I mean, can't believe this is happening. They've been going after him for years. I've mentioned this before that it's on both sides, by the way. It's not just the Democrats, but our political parties are fault finders now. They, for example, Biden no sooner got into office, and Republicans were immediately trying to find ways they could impeach him. Not trying to find ways they could work with him and get stuff done. Not trying to find ways to get maybe convince him that their bill is the better bill or something like that. No. They immediately tried to find ways to impeach him. Democrats did the same thing with Trump. Republicans did it with Obama. Democrats did it with George W. Like, we've become a nation of fault finders. And the worst of the worst are mainstream media and people in political power, like this district attorneys. They were trying, why did they want his financial records? They wanted his financial records so they could try to dig in there and see if he did anything wrong. There were no accusations that he did anything wrong. They were trying to find if he did anything wrong. And this is what I was saying before. I bet you could get the financial records of Obama, of Nancy Pelosi, and you start digging in like they've dug in with Trump over the past 6 years, you'll find something there too. It's just like, it's just crazy what's happened. So if anything come about, it's not that, well, he did this or this or that. To me, it's just like, well, the fault finders were able to finally come up with something after 6 years. Let's see here. Let's get over to this other story. Texas judge has struck down the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. Says that they're unconstitutional. Okay, what is this? U.S. Preventative Services Task Force was started during Obamacare. And this is the one that basically says, so they come up with the requirements or rules pertaining to preventative services and what is or is not covered via health insurance, by employer-covered health insurance, I should state. And so things like free coverage of mammograms, free coverage of colonoscopies, free coverage of mental health screenings, and HIV drugs, and other cancer screenings. So when this task force has created free screenings and free HIV drugs and things like that, now this judge is saying that that task force is unconstitutional, and they've been operating unconstitutionally since 2010. Therefore, any rules that they have proposed are unconstitutional as well. That could mean that all of these free services will now no longer be free under your employer-covered insurance under Obamacare. Now, it's not over yet, of course. The Biden administration is expected to appeal this. And this is the same judge who, by the way, stated that Obamacare was unconstitutional as a whole. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court. And if you remember, a landmark decision, the Supreme Court legislated from the bench and went ahead and legalized the Affordable Care Act. So this is not over yet by any means. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Top trending news with John Pickens over in the newsroom. Stick around. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So let me tell you about Bands of the Beach, because that's kicking off tonight, 7 o'clock. It's going to be a reunion band kicking off the Bands on the Beach season. It's going to be at the Gulfside Pavilion. Now, also at 7 o'clock, programming note, we're going to be carrying President Trump's press conference that he's going to be having. We'll have that on for you tonight at around 7 o'clock as well, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Thank you. A Crestory man that accidentally shot himself during a burglary earlier this year is now facing 20 years in prison. 28-year-old Justin McCall was convicted last month and now has been sentenced to 2 decades in state prison. Prosecutors say McCall burglared several vehicles in Crestview, stole a firearm during one of those burglaries. They say he accidentally shot himself while holding the stolen firearm and burglarizing another vehicle. And finally, Escambia County's District 5 Commissioner Stephen Berry is hosting a town hall meeting in Cantonment next week. It'll be held on Monday, April 10th at 5 o'clock. It's an open forum event, and all District 5 residents are welcome to attend and ask questions. County staff will also be on hand. The meeting is being held at the Langley Bell 4-H Center.
Ah, very nice. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So coming up here next, we've got your Cliff Notes version of your Florida legislative update. First, let's get traffic on the FISA Gracie Wolf.
3 Mile Bridge rolling into Gulf Breeze, looking good right now. We are seeing no slowdowns on the 3 Mile Bridge as well as Garcon Point Bridge. We do have some slow moving traffic though getting onto Pensacola Beach. That's just going to be right when you are getting on towards the toll bridge on Pensacola Beach Boulevard. We do have Bands on the Beach happening in about 30 minutes, so just keep that in mind if you're heading out there to see Reunion Band. We're looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. If you do see something on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line number. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, Cliff Notes version of your Florida legislative update for you next on News Radio 92.3. On News Radio 92.3, got your sports update coming up here after our Fox News update in about 2.5 minutes. Florida legislative update for you, though. The House has gone ahead and approved the bill that will restrict social media and student phone use in schools. It would allow teachers to confiscate students' cell phones during class time, like legally. It would also ban TikTok, Instagram, and other social media sites on school devices, as well as the networks. So if you log into the Wi-Fi, you will no longer be able to access TikTok, Instagram, and other social media sites. And it passed the legislature with 100% of the vote. Wow. The bill's sponsor cited research from Common Sense Media that found that 69% of children own cell phones by age 12. 95% of teenagers have access to social media. And it's been proven that too much screen time has an overwhelmingly negative impact on youths. So this at least disconnects them while they're at school. Another bill has headed to the full floor vote for the House that will help discover and repair abandoned cemeteries, African-American cemeteries. So 2021, there was a bill that created a task force. The task force has their recommendations to create an advisory council. And then they have $1 million appropriation for research of abandoned cemeteries and grants to aid in repairing, restoring, and maintaining the African-American cemeteries that have been abandoned. Another bill is moving towards the next committee that bans the handling of venomous reptiles that are not native to the state, meaning don't bring in snakes and lizards that are poisonous, that are not from our area. And because they end up getting released and become invasive species and blah, blah, blah. So that's moved on to the next committee in the Senate. Now, another bill that another thing that's going on that doesn't really involve the legislature, kind of does. The legislature has refused to take up recreational marijuana. So the same group that, and look, they did that before. They would not pass medical marijuana. So this group got together, got enough signatures, put it on the ballot a while ago, and you and I voted that we wanted medical marijuana and forced the legislature to do it. So now the same thing is happening with recreational marijuana, and they're about 250,000 signatures short of what they need in order to get it on the 2024 ballot. Which is actually close, like we've gotten a lot, 630,000. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. We got today's sign of the apocalypse coming up here after our sports hit. Let me tell you a little bit about the Casual for Kids. Casual for Kids Day for the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Northwest Florida is coming up April 28th. So you can have your business or group have a casual Friday to support the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Northwest Florida. All you got to do is purchase and wear your Casual for Kids t-shirt. Now, the team orders are due by Monday, April 10th. So you can support the Ronald McDonald House and Charities of Northwest Florida and their mission to love and support families of children with medical needs by giving them a place to call home. Find out more on our website, newsradio923.com. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Got a text here. Blows my mind that fentanyl and oxy, et cetera, are approved, but medical marijuana is not. We're talking about on the nation, on a federal level. Yeah. You look at these things. In fact, that's one of the things I've mentioned so many times when I've had, because I've actually advocated for marijuana legalization pretty much since I've been on the air for 15 years. And people always think, well, you must be a pothead. Are you kidding me? Like, I don't even know what alcohol tastes like. I don't know what cigarettes taste like to smoke them. I've never smoked a cigarette, never had a drink of alcohol, and definitely never done drugs. And it's not about that to me. It's about allowing people to make their freedom of choice and choosing what they want to do. And any argument you have to prohibit marijuana, I can make 10 times the argument to prohibit alcohol. Alcohol, I mean, an eye-opening experience I had in life was the first time I went on a ride-along with the police department on the midnight shift, on the overnight shift. And it was eye-opening because I thought we were going to be like chasing bad guys, you know, and so like 95% of what we did was deal with alcohol related issues. And I remember even telling the police officer I was driving around with, like, is it like this every night? Is every problem alcohol related, whether it be drunk driving or a domestic dispute situation or a drunk guy in the middle of the street passed out, or, you know, it's everything was alcohol related, or a fight that broke out at a bar because everybody was drunk, or, I mean, it was just everything was alcohol related. And I'm like, man, at least marijuana chills people out. They're less likely to fight and get violent and things like that. It's, I mean, less likely. I know there's alternatives, but it woke my mind up. I mean, I was already for legalization anyway before that, but definitely I was like, any argument you have to prohibit marijuana, I can make 10 times the argument to prohibit alcohol, and nobody is willing to prohibit alcohol. Well, the same thing can go with the opioids. Well, any argument you can make to prohibit medical marijuana or marijuana in general, I can make probably 100 times the argument why we should ban opioids. And so it's, well, opioids benefit you when you're going through pain. Well, so does medical marijuana. I mean, it actually has receptors, and the THC can, I mean, there's all these different things. It's like, it is flabbergasting. At this day and age, it's still federally, and that's going to be that's the big challenge. And I remember when Rand Paul stated after Trump lost the reelection, and really it wasn't after Trump lost the reelection. I'm sorry, it's after the Republicans took over the House, and he said, "Well, that's it. We lost our chance to legalize medical marijuana medically. We lost our chance to change our banking laws pertaining to marijuana because he felt Republicans wouldn't get on board with that. Republicans are the big blockade. That's why in our state, Florida, the only reason why we even have medical marijuana is because it got on the ballot and the people voted to change the Constitution. Otherwise, the legislature was never going to allow it. Same thing with recreational marijuana. In recreational marijuana, I'm still a little bit more iffy on. But once again, recreationally, the problems that with marijuana, there's a million more problems with alcohol and alcohol abuse. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the Pfizer Gracie Wolf.
No major slowdowns right now. We have I-10 and I-110 moving nicely. We do have some slow-moving traffic getting onto Pensacola Beach. That is going to start once you're getting closer to the toll bridge. It just gets a little bit slowed down before you get onto Pensacola Beach. But 3 Mile Bridge moving nicely, as well as Garcon Point Bridge. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by New South Window Solutions. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, well, let's go and get our top three stories, and then we'll get to your sports hit. So, President Trump has pled not guilty to 34 felony charges. He, by the way, will be having a press conference right around 7 o'clock. We'll carry that for you live right here on News Radio 92.3. Nashville school shooter planned the attack for months, according to journals the police found, and the U.S. says drone strikes killed the senior ISIS leader who was plotting attacks in Europe. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. The NBA is underway right now. Charlotte Hornets lead the Toronto Raptors by 6 points. And the Miami Heat lead the Detroit Pistons 42-27. Orlando Magic over the Cleveland Cavs by 8 points, 37-29. The Milwaukee Bucks against the Washington Wizards. It's only a 1 point difference right now. The Bucks lead 42-41. Tie game between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Brooklyn Nets at 12 apiece. At 7 o'clock on TNT, Boston will be playing Philadelphia. And then Major League Baseball underway. Earlier today, the Diamondbacks beat the Padres 8-6. Right now, the Reds are beating the Cubs 3-1, top of the fifth inning. Bottom of the fifth inning, the Miami Marlins took the lead against the Minnesota Twins. They're leading 1-0. Miami Marlins are 1-4 on the season right now, by the way. On TBS, it's the bottom of the third inning. The Philadelphia Phillies lead the Yankees 2-0. Tampa Bay Rays and the Washington Nationals are tied at 4 apiece at the top of the third. Pittsburgh leads Boston 3-1. The Mets and Milwaukee are scoreless at the bottom of the first inning. Toronto and the Kansas City Royals are scoreless at the top of the first. And top of the first is with the Atlanta Braves against St. Louis Cardinals. It's also scoreless there. The Braves have a man on first with one out. Then NHL hockey underway. Carolina Hurricanes are leading Ottawa 2-0. Florida Panthers are tied up with the Buffalo Sabres at 1 apiece. Detroit over Montreal 2-0. New Jersey Red Devils are leading Pittsburgh 2-0. Columbus Blue Jackets and Toronto Maple Leafs are tied at 1 apiece. Coming up on ESPN at 7 o'clock, Las Vegas plays Nashville. And at 9:30, Edmonton will play LA. In sports news, Luka Doncic says he will not be shut down if the Mavs are in the playoff hunt. He will continue to play. Word is coming out that Bill Belichick allegedly has been shopping his quarterback this offseason, trying to see if anybody's willing to trade for Mac Jones. Browns wide receiver Woods tore his Achilles tendon during an offseason workout with Deshaun Watson. He could be out for the season due to that. The key final four players for the women's championship game have entered the 2023 WNBA draft. One of those, Iowa star Caitlin Clark, won the Wooden Award, sweeping the National Player of the Year awards. And according to a study, Major League Baseball's average salary is up 11% year over year. The average salary in the NBA now, $4.9 million a year. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So this is this is a funny story to me. this lady, so we were just talking about the club a couple of weeks ago and like the large number of people who like have the club in California. Well, sure enough, this story comes out of California. A lady, 27-year-old lady, reached into a lady's car, tried to steal her purse. She wouldn't let go. So she yanked the woman out along with the purse, then jumped in and tried to steal the car. But the car had a club on it. You know, the big red club. And so the steering wheel was locked in place. And so, but she didn't care. She decided she was still going to try to steal the car. Even though you really can't really turn the steering wheel that much, she decided she's going to steal it anyway. So she backed it up and then kept going forward. And because the steering wheel was just slightly turned, she kept basically going back and forward, back and forward, back and forward. And it's in a grocery parking lot. Somebody actually has this on video. And you can see her just like ramming cars left and right, left and right. Oh, my goodness. This person is not obviously accomplished carjacker. I guess they just thought if they just keep on ramming cars and like speeding through the parking lot and stuff, they'd eventually be able to unlock the club. They probably were like, what is this thing? I can't turn my steering wheel. What's going on? I mean, it's crazy. The video, she's speeding. She could have very, very easily severely injured somebody. Two people were injured, but they didn't even have to go to the hospital. But oh my goodness, terrible, just craziness out there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Though that is today's sign of the apocalypse. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from John Pickens over in the newsroom. Just a reminder, coming up at 7 o'clock, President Trump will be having a press conference. We'll carry that for you as well. And coming up here next, I got some alternative sleep locations for people. We'll talk about that next. Sugar. Call right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom for a quick news update. John?
Well, thanks, Bobby. The first cobia of the season has been reeled in at Pensacola Beach Fishing Pier. Congratulations to local angler Ryan Patera, who caught a nearly 36-pound monster this morning. The pier posted a photo of the catch on social media. And finally, the latest round of vehicle recalls posted in the last week features leaking fuel tanks, torn airbags, and defective side view mirrors. Honda and Chrysler account for most of the more than 393,000 cars recalled by the National Highway Traffic Administration. No crashes or injuries have been reported in connection with these recalls.
All right. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross says, get traffic on the fives.
Roads are looking good right now with no major slowdowns. We do have some slight slow-moving traffic getting onto Pensacola Beach, but that is improving. And other than that, we're looking good on I-10 and I-110, 29 and 90. Nothing to slow you down. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So a survey asked people what their alternative sleep spots are, you know, besides your bed. 51% said the couch. I'm actually surprised it's not higher than that. 51% said the couch is their alternative spot. 44% said on a carpet or rug. So laying on the ground. Okay. I mean, I have taken some naps on the ground before. I'm not going to say I haven't, but it's not my alternative sleep spot. 43% said just an armchair. Like a recliner, maybe. I can see that. I've definitely taken some naps in recliners. 36% said at a table or a desk. So I guess you're just sitting there working and you just put your head down and go to sleep. Okay, I've done that too. I'm not going to lie. Then this one's surprise. So here's two things. 15% said outside, like on a hammock or a lounge chair. Okay, yeah, definitely. I can see that. That's not my alternative sleep spot, but yeah, okay. Done that. 30%, almost one out of three, said on top of laundry. On top of laundry? Like the dirty clothes pile? Or is this like the clean clothes pile? Like you've just finished taking all the laundry out. It's all hot and warm. You piled up on the ground. You're about to do some, you're about to start folding clothes, and you're like, man, this pile sure is warm. I think I'm just going to lay on it. I don't know. Who sleeps on the clothes pile? It seems very weird to me.
I don't understand. And I don't understand how the percentage is so high. Like, I could see, like,
yeah,
your every, you know, a random person saying that, but 30% of people who took the survey said, yeah, that's my alternative other than the couch.
Exactly.
Above the couch.
Like, couch is nice, but you know what? Having a clump of clothes right in my ribs, it just puts me to sleep.
The only thing I can think of is, like, when you're a kid and you get sent to your room because your room's dirty, and
okay,
then you fall asleep, like, trying to clean up your room.
Just trying to clean your room up.
I don't think the 5-year-old is doing the survey.
This is not 5-year-olds doing the survey.
I don't know.
The question would be then is, what's the best kinds of loads to sleep on? Towels, the whites, the delicates. Like, what do you sleep on then? And then you just lay over the whole pile, or do you use the piles like a pillow? And, like, I have questions.
Or are you inside the pile? Like, you're on top of some, but then okay, you kind of have some sweatshirts over you. Throw them on top of you.
The other question I have is, how do you have so many clothes that you have, like, a pile to lay on? To, like, I don't have enough clothes to have a pile to lay on. It just, when like, especially, like, dirty clothes or clean clothes. Like, I don't know.
There's a lot of weirdness in this, yeah.
A lot of questions, yeah. By the way, the perfect nap, according to scientists, is 20 to 30 minutes long. That's right. They said the sweet spot's between 20 and 30 minutes long. If you nap longer than that, you'll start to get into deeper stages of sleep. And if you wake up during those deeper stages of sleep, you'll actually wake up feeling groggy. So you just need about 20 to 30 minutes, enough to give you a boost of energy. I tell you what, Gracie sees it. I take naps often in the car before the show starts. I set my alarm for 25 minutes. I've been doing that forever. Pretty much since I've been doing this show, 5 years. I take naps in the car right before the show. I'm like, oh man, show's about to start. I better go take a nap. Just go out in the car and take that 25-minute nap. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. By the way, baby boomers, not so concerned with AI causing the end of the human race on Earth. Only about 34% are very concerned or somewhat concerned. Whereas millennials, over 60%. Very concerned AI is going to end the human race as we know it. Hey, coming up here shortly, we're going to have President Trump addressing the nation. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Weekdays 1 to 4 is News Radio 92.